Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon, as you know, is the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. His first book, The Coming Collapse of China, is still a very important one. He's a columnist for Forbes and the Daily Beast and many others, World Journal, Affair Journal. His byline is a lot of different places. And he has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. Gordon Chang, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gordon, you're a longtime world-class expert on all things Eurasia, and which includes Russia. And of course, the big news this week is the summit with Putin that Mr. Trump had. And I'd like to get your thoughts on how that turned out. A lot of people are weighing in. It'll be the news, in my opinion, for a number of days to come. What do you think about it?
Well, certainly we won't know about this for quite some time because there was a long discussion between President Trump and Putin. And eventually it will come out. There's a lot to discuss there. But, of course, during the press conference yesterday, the president should not have criticized the U.S. intelligence community while he was on foreign soil in the presence of Putin, who is a thuggish character.
He's a criminal. He's a murderer.
Well, he's certainly a murderer. He's a bad actor. He's an aggressor. He's trying to redraw the map of Europe by force.
There's not a genuine, honest molecule in his body.
That's probably true. I wouldn't know about every single molecule.
Okay.
But nonetheless,
98% of his molecules. Go ahead, Gordon.
Right. The concern, though, was that President Trump criticized the U.S. intelligence community and discussed the Democratic Party politics in front of Putin, criticizing everyone. Also, this moral equivalency between the United States and Russia is just wrong.
Right.
So
I agree.
The problem for the president, regardless of what one thinks about domestic politics or regardless about what one thinks about the politicization of intelligence, this was offensive to American interests, American values, and American norms. And the president needs to apologize to the U.S. intelligence community. And by the way, I think he also needs to apologize to you and to me and 320 million other Americans, because this was a dismal performance.
Well, a lot of people like you, smart people, who track this feel the same way you do, including a number of his major supporters. I mean, tried and true, lockstep supporters feel the same way. Clearly, Mr. Trump had a bad day yesterday. However, I would like to point out, not to try to make it equivalent or anything, but I would like to point out that George Bush looked into Putin's eyes and saw his soul. Now, you and I both know that Putin doesn't have a soul. So he took some heat for that, but not much. We also know about the open mic after traveling around the world on an apology tour, apologizing to the world for all the horrible things America had ever done. Not that we saved the world against fascism twice and communism once or anything like that, but he apologized to everybody around the world, and then in an open mic fiasco, told Medvedev that after the election he could be more flexible with Putin. That didn't get the uproar that Trump's going to get. So I'm not minimizing what Trump did. He shouldn't have done it. But my point is, he's not the only president who's had a bad day with Russia.
Yeah, well, there's a couple important distinctions here. First of all, if you look at President Trump's underlying Russian policies, forget about what the president did yesterday.
Right.
But if you look at underlying policies, President Trump's policies are better than President Obama's or President Bush's. You know, Bush stood by and watched Putin dismember Georgia.
Right.
President Obama did nothing when Putin seized Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And the open mic disaster was horrible. But that was sort of a private conversation, one that was meant to be private. What President Trump did yesterday was stand next to Putin in a very public forum and criticize the United States.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's something.
It should have gone the other way. He should have been criticizing Putin and not us.
Right. You know, there are norms, Jim. And, of course, America makes mistakes. Presidents make mistakes. But one of those norms is you criticize.
Go ahead.
And the opposite of that is that the president does not criticize Americans while he's on foreign soil in the presence of foreign leaders.
That was a bad day for the president yesterday. We'll see how all this rolls out. When we come back, I'm going to get Gordon to talk to us about what's going on in China. He's the expert there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.